I had the Vance definition. This is Vance definition of a promise. Is if you said it, you're gonna do it. All right, that's my definition. If you said it, you're gonna do it. Okay. And the way I see things might be a little different, but the way I saw God when I got saved, October 10th, 1980, I got saved. God touched my life. I'm for the Lord. And I got touched by God. And so I started to get into His Word. And I got into His Word. And I don't know if you know it or not, but this is promises. This is a book of promises. They say, I don't know, I haven't counted. They say there's 3,573 promises in His Word. Promises. And so, and I had been raised, my dad was military, whatever. And the way he raised me, he said, man, if you say it, do it. Keep your word. As much as possible, keep your word. Okay, and so, after you live long enough, you start to find out not everybody can do that or will do that. And so, and I would get mad at quite a bit because people would say stuff and wouldn't keep the word. I find out God's word has promises, and in my mind, God can keep His promises. Nothing can stop Him. He's not like humans. You know, we can make a promise, like my dad might make a promise, man, I'm going to take you somewhere, all right? And he wants to take me, and he wants to do it, but because a car might, there might be an accident, car might go out, might be a problem, he can't do it, all right? He might want to do it, but he can't do it. But with God, if He makes a promise, God can do it. Nothing can stop Him. And so I'm like, yes, God has made some promises. Here is the problem. I found two promises that I found out of them 3,000. I found two. Matthew 7:7. Anybody know what that word is? Ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door will be opened unto you. John 14:14. Whatever you ask in the Father's name, what if you ask in my name? The Father will do. I'll do it. Now, to me, here's out my mind. That was a checkbook. That's a checkbook. Whatever you, because God's saying, hey, and it's like you, somebody writes you a check. And they say, hey, and they sign it. It's a promise that they're going to take care of. They can do what they're going to do. Well, I thought, I'm like, ooh, that's a checkbook. That's from God. God said, all you got to do is ask, and I'll do it. And so I was like, I got excited. So now, for some of you who don't know me, let me take you back a little bit. All right, I'm at Clemson when I get saved, but before I was spending a couple years in North Carolina, and my nickname, Jack, you remember my nickname in high school?
OJ.
OJ! They called me OJ. That was back when OJ was cool, you know what I mean? Everybody was okay with OJ, right? Now you say OJ, you be like, ugh. But that, back in the day, OJ was cool. I mean, he had a commercial, he ran through the airport and all that stuff like that, and so OJ was the man. Now, they called me OJ because I was a football player, and I was doing good, and so I thought I was gonna be like OJ. My plan was to be famous and da 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 da. And so when I got saved, and I read this verse, and I read those verses, and I promised this, it was like a checkbook to me. I was like, yes. And so here's what I started. I said, okay. He said, ask. So I started asking for cars, and I started asking for houses. And I started asking for power, and I started asking for money, and I started, you follow me? So I was asking, and I started asking. And some stuff I started getting, and I was like, yes, yes. But I began to notice I was asking for stuff, and it wasn't coming. And I got a little, well, I'm gonna just be honest, that God knew my heart. I got mad, and I kind of had an attitude with God. Now, I didn't leave God. I didn't run away from God. It was kind of like, you ever, though you came up and you had parents and they made you mad. I mean, they made you mad, but wasn't nothing you could do. Where were you going to go? You know, and it wasn't like I could go anywhere. You know, where am I running? I ain't going to run from God. I ain't that stupid. I ain't going to, you know, nothing I could do. But I was just, in my heart, I'm kind of like, you said, you wrote, you, this is a checkbook and you wrote it. You said, if I ask, I get it. You said it, God. And you didn't keep your word. And so in the back of my
heart, in my head, I just kind of, God didn't keep his word. That's kind of how I saw it. I asked for stuff and I didn't get it. So I'm a little perturbed with God. And I asked, and there was a couple times I kind of said, God, explain yourself. And guess what? God didn't say nothing. For years, he didn't say nothing. He didn't explain. I don't know, and I caught on a little bit later, and I get it now, but a lot of times God won't say anything that you won't listen to. You ever try to talk to somebody who won't listen to you? They already got their mind made up of how things is. So it ain't no use talking to me. And the reason God didn't talk to me is because, man, your mind was already made up. And I was just going to wait. God was going to wait me out until I get to a place where I'll listen to him. Well, I finally got to a place, and God said, man, you know why you didn't get what you asked for? All right, why, God? He said, you're on the wrong side. On the wrong side. Yes, you're on the wrong side. I didn't understand. He said, Van, on this side, you're on this side called me, my, and I. Selfish. There's another side called servant. He, him, his. It's all about you. That promise is to all my servants. See, you can be a Christian, and man, you were a Christian, you were my child, but you were selfish. You were asking just for you. You wanted everything you wanted, but it was just for you. You ain't cared nothing about nobody else. It was all about you. Over here, you're a servant. And when my servants ask, I pay up. My word is true. If you ask, I'll bless you. Okay, God. All right. So I came over here on the servant side. When you come over to be a servant, there's some things you got to get straight. Because God does things a little different when you're a servant. Go over them real quick. I got four things real quick. He does. We're out of here. Number one, time. Time. You got to understand, when you're a servant of God, he doesn't operate on your clock. Time. God does time a little different. Here's how he does time. Birth. Birth. He'll birth something. He'll impregnate you with something, with a vision, with a goal, with a plan. How long does it take if everything's normal for a child to come once it's birth? 9 months. You can't just say, you got 24 hours to get this done. No. It's going to take a while. I birth things inside of you. It's going to take a while before you even see it. And then after you see it, it has to grow. That could be 13, 18 years. My time is different. I birth things. Time is totally different. I seed. I plant seeds. Oak tree. You know how long it takes for an oak tree to come to pass? Become fully mature, 20, 30, 50 years. My timing is different, totally different. When you become a servant, you got to get off following this 24-7 days a week clock. The way I do things, totally different. And you can see that in the Bible. Abraham, you're going to have a child. He tells him at 75, you're going to have a child. When did he have the child? Anybody remember? At 100. That's 25 years. That's a little different clock. Timing. Joshua, you're going to go in the promised land because you were faithful. 40 years later, clock's different. So when you become a servant, you don't use your clock. You use his clock. You follow him. When you become a servant, you're going to have to learn that God sometimes says no. God sometimes says no. We live in a generation, we live in a time where, tell me yes. I want yes. I, when I ask for something, I want it. You got to understand, if you're a servant, sometimes God will say no. For example, Paul, in the Bible, Paul said, I went to the Lord 3 times. Take this thorn from me. There's a thorn in my flesh. Take it away from me. Long story short, God said, no. Do you remember Jesus? Remember Jesus in the garden? Father, if there is any other way, let me paraphrase what he was telling. God, I can't, man, this is hard. I don't want to do this. Can you get me out of this? You're God. You can do anything. Ain't nobody going to back up on you, God. Come on, let's have another plan. God said, no. Now, if God tells Jesus no, who do you think you are? Sometimes God will just say, hey, this is the way, this is the path I want you to walk. There's a place of suffering, I'll take you, and I'm not going to let you out. If you're going to be my servant, you got to understand sometimes I say no. But I'll understand also, hey, I'll answer. I will give you the desires of your heart, but you got to be a servant over here. And it ain't all about, see, over here it's all about me. Over here it's all about, do you follow me? Wait. Wait on the Lord. You got to wait. I went to Disney World. Now, if you go to Disney World and I didn't have the fast pass, and there was a ride I wanted to get on. And I wanted to get on the ride. And if you ever been to a theme park, whatever, you know how they do the waiting lines? They get it like a snake. I guess if they did it straight, you wouldn't go in, but they do it like a snake. And they got little things up there. If you're at this point, you're 30 minutes away. And if you're at this point, you're 15 minutes away. And if you're at this point, you're 5 minutes away. And I went and got in the line because I wanted to go on the ride. And I started at the thing that said, you're 30 minutes away. And I just sat, I stood, and I waited, and did whatever I was going to do. And then it got to the 15 minutes, and I just waited, and I sat. And then I got to the 5 minutes, and then it was time for me to get on. And I had fun. And then I went and found another ride and did the same thing again because I wanted to get on the ride. Because I wanted it. Now, the other day, last week, I went somewhere, I had to drive 4 hours, and 4 hours back. And I was coming back, and I got caught in some traffic in Columbia, and then there was an accident in Florence. I was coming the back way and coming back here to Georgetown. I stopped at a fast food restaurant. And I stopped there, and when I went to that, I went to the thing, and I drive through, and I made my order, and there was 2 cars in front of me. And I stood there. I'm in line with the car, and I hadn't been there 5 minutes. And I'm sitting, and then I started counting. And I said, I'm going to count. This is what I said to myself. I'm going to do 2 counts of 10. And I started 10, 9, 8, 7, and I count all the way down to 1. And I said, I'm going to give them 1 more count, and if they don't move, if they don't have my food ready, I'm driving off. Guess what? I drove off. But they didn't have the food ready. They didn't get, I don't know what they were doing, but I gave them 20 seconds, and they didn't have my stuff ready. And I drove off. God would start messing with me. He said, Van, that's one of your problems. If you want something, you didn't really want that food. If you really want something, you'll wait. I know that because I saw you at Disney World. If you really want something from God, servant, you'll wait. And God will check you. He'll see if you're going to wait. If you don't want it, you'll just move on. I got the promises, but you got to wait. Last thing, death. The Bible says, if you're going to gain your life, you got to lose it. You got to lose your life. In other words, you got to let go. I was so mad and I was so upset with God because my dream, my desire was to be a professional football player. I was going to be one. That was my dream. That was my dream. That was my life. And I never forget, God hit me one day. He said, "Man, I gave up my life for you. Why won't you give up your life for me? Why won't you let that go?" It was hard to let go because I'm over here. The me, my, and I. When I finally figured it out and I said, "Okay, God, I'm going to give up my life for yours." That's when you get his promises. His promises begin to kick in. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm.